Yeah.
Dude, quarantine, bro. Neither am I.
You guys aren't rampantly fuck bucking?
That's not what Chris told us in the private Discord call that happens after the podcast.
Yeah, he was talking about how much sex
Weird.
He's having where he's a bottom.
Yeah.
He was talking about
it's with a woman.
Crazy
okay,
sexual.
Yeah, it's with a woman.
Go ahead.
Oh, you make her like glue your pubes to her chest so she looks like a man, and then she has a strap on.
I make her deepen her voice. She has to have a strap on with veins on it.
Yeah, she has. It's just the pussy with a strap on it, and you're like pushing it in yourself.
I make her wear like a plastic mold of my head over hers. So it looks like I'm fucking me. Mm-hmm. And something about that just really gets me going.
I make her wear a baklava and put a gun to my head.
I make her wear a hijab.
I'm a snow bunny, so I make her wear blackface.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Welcome to the Who Up Podcast.
Yeah, welcome to the Who Up Podcast, where four, technically. Right now, us three white dudes are all looking for a real nice snow bunny to accompany us.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for right now.
I am looking for a snow bunny, because I'll be honest, I'm a long dick motherfucker, all right? And I'm looking for a snow bunny to take this pipe and let me rail a bitch into the next dimension, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You down, shorty? Hey, shorty, you down, shorty,
she got
for my
fatty.
Long pipe dick?
That's what James Charles sounds like when he does AAVE.
Is a fatty a blunt or a tiny penis?
Both.
A shorty?
Shorty got a fatty. Does that mean she has a chode or?
No, I think it means she has a tremendously large ass.
Shorty got a chody.
I'm sure he got a fatty, and it's just a tiny little fat penis. Just this fat fucking penis.
Shorty got a wiener.
Hey, yo, shorty got a midget dick.
Jesus Christ, man.
All right.
You gotta stop drinking, though. You gotta stop drinking, though. You gotta go sober again.
Are you drinking White Claws out of your Hydro Flask?
No, that's water.
No, that's water. Water because I have to take my supplements. Daddy needs his pills.
Yeah, that's his estrogen.
No, Cave doesn't need any more estrogen, man. That's his tea. He's Pusha on tea, remember?
Yeah.
We're watching him choke live.
Yeah.
I literally inhaled the pills from the back of my throat. I didn't drink enough water.
Dude, you take pills with water?
Yeah, it's better for
your
throat.
These ones, yeah, because they're kind of big. Jesus Christ, dude. They like stuck to the back of my throat and I coughed one up. That didn't feel very good.
Yeah, I just opened my throat for daddy.
Shorty got a fatty.
Yeah, shorty got a little chogarino.
What happened to adding Reno to every at the end of every word?
Is that a dad thing? Or
what happened
that
to that?
White people.
No,
thing?
Well, it was like a Disney dad thing saying, "What's a buccarino?" and all that shit like that. What happened to that? I miss it. I miss when white people had culture and it wasn't just black culture.
Yeah, I miss when white people didn't steal from.
White people do have culture. It's called the suburbs, and that's what I've been talking about on the podcast. Is reclaiming white culture and finding power in that. We don't need to depend on another culture to define us.
How many suburban kids do you know listen to Lil DC?
Zero around here. Besides me, man. No, suburban culture is literally just like fucking loving the Arctic Monkeys and just being able to go on a walk at like 12:30 p.m. or
thinking the Gorillaz is the best rap group of all time.
I saw
my favorite rap song is Clint Eastwood.
I was losing my mind over a meme I saw a while ago where the person said that the gorillas are just oh man, now I'm, I lost it.
Going ape shit.
No, it's it's the gorillas are the other band that the people who are in the gorillas are in, and I can't remember what the fucking band's called now.
The people in the gorillas Blur. Are into bands.
Yeah, it's the gorillas are just Blur for people who don't take a shower. That was the joke.
that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
it's super good. Funny.
People don't take a shower.
This is
I got sunshine in a bag. I'm stupid.
They had Vince Staples on a song, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, they put a lot of... It's kind of... no, never mind. That's a bad take for the pod. That's a Patreon take right there.
I love having Patreon takes, man. I had to text one to Chris right now. I had to text one to Chris, so...
It's fun to tease that on here too, because it's like, oh, if someone's like, damn, what was Kevin gonna say? Oh man, I gotta hear this take. Get on the Patreon, patreon.com/whoup pod.
It'll cost you $3 to cancel.
Yeah, to cancel any of us.
Clay and Kevin, man.
And
yeah,
Logan.
No, you're not gonna be able to cancel us behind our paywall. If you're giving us money and you want to cancel us, good fucking luck. I will murder you in real life.
Here's
I'm
my thing:
scared.
If you want to cancel us and you do it behind the paywall, thank you for your money to cancel me. I guess.
Well, here's the thing:
at least do the $5 if you're gonna cancel us.
You guys might get canceled behind the paywall. I can get canceled on the main episodes.
That's true.
Well, here's the thing. If someone, the people that are trying to cancel us will be the same ones that like have some really questionable Instagram posts right now, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, how many of them have a black fist emoji on their Instagram caption right now?
Yeah, like, here's my thing. You're going to try to cancel me for saying midget dick in reference to a chode. When you are appropriating Black Lives Matter slogans as a white person, you're going down, dude, and I'm coming out on top on that one. Because I'll tell you one thing, black people love midget jokes.
Yeah. The two people that have tried to cancel me, several days later, take some of the biggest L's on the internet.
It's true. it's true. He's got a point.
Fucking me.
Well, here's the thing. Don't try and cancel Chris. Try and kill him. That's like what
we've
said multiple times on the podcast.
Come find me. I'm not hard to find.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about our dynamic is that we always talk about me getting canceled, but Chris is the one that actually gets canceled. It's always like, oh, Gabe, yeah, you're going to get it, man. But then Chris actually
it's over dumb shit though.
I'm not saying it's deserved. I'm just saying, like, especially on my old account, it was like all the things that like were being said, and like Chris is the one that gets heat.
it's my Capricorn rising, bro.
It is his Capricorn rising. Chris doesn't even know what that means.
I could go on and tweet something racist, ironically, and then Chris makes kind of a semi-true commentary about Jewish people and just gets destroyed.
Kind of. Come on, man. Kind of. It is true.
Right.
He was right.
I'll stand by it. I deleted it because I didn't like 300,000 followers on my ass, but like, it was funny.
Yeah. Honestly. Fuck it, let's just lean into it. Anti-Zionist, but we're also anti-Jewish. It'd be so funny to come out as like anti-Zionist and people be like, yeah, and then we're also like, but we also hate Jewish people, and they're like, no.
wait a second.
What are you guys doing? Well, I thought this is what you guys wanted. We're pro-Palestine and pro-Muslim people, so we have to be against. We have to do the opposite of that.
I picked a side.
My favorite thing would be like a millennial that's like that just because they're like, yo, the Nike hijab is such a step forward in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, here's the thing. I'm not for a two-party solution, man. You know?
Right.
Get him out.
I keep laughing at the idea of people saying that Bernie Sanders is anti-Semitic just because he's anti-Zionist. Do you guys remember when that happened, when he was like, hey, Israel's bad, and they were like, not only is he a Jew, but he's anti-Semitic.
And then, like, the very next day, someone waved the Nazi flag at his rally.
Yeah.
Well, who's that chick? She's known as, like, the trigger chick on Joe Rogan. Hang on. She's Jewish, and she, like, freaked the fuck out. Like, say, like, you know, they don't really understand us and where we're coming from and all this stuff. And it's like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, you grew up in New York City. Like, take a pill. You fucking bitch.
Dude. I think my favorite thing was Chelsea Clinton going after Adam Friedland.
Oh, if your family's net worth is over $10 million, like, whatever hateful thing happens to you is just whatever to me.
He called her ugly because she was Jewish, and she's not even Jewish. Or no, what did he say? What did he say exactly? He said, despite her not being Jewish, she's ugly. God, the beer's hitting. I have it bookmarked. I'm looking.
It was anti-Semitic as shit.
Yeah, he said Chelsea Clinton isn't even Jewish. She's just ugly. And then she said, hi, Adam, you're right, I'm not Jewish. Since you find me ugly, feel free to never look at me. The ugly Jew is a vile centuries-old anti-Semitic trope, so next time, please go straight to ugly and leave out the rest. Thank you. And he goes, hi, Chelsea, I was making a joke. In reality, I think you're stunning. You know what isn't a joke? You and other people smearing a Muslim woman for speaking out against our government's support of brutality. You're a little literal millionaire. Why are you name-searching on Twitter?
Yeah, she literally was named. That's so sad that she was name searching on Twitter, bro.
Anybody who name searches on Twitter is sad. I don't care. Literally, if you search your own name to find people who haven't added you and subtweeted you or just tweeted about you in general, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah.
They're the same people who are like, I don't care what people think about me, and then they go name search immediately.
Yeah, I don't care what other people think about me, but I care about what I think about me, and I got to source that opinion from what other people think about me.
Here's the thing. I do search validation, of course. But I think to seek out, when you're seeking out people not adding you, you're seeking out negativity. And that's just, like, not healthy.
Well, it's not.
Because if it was nice, they would add you.
The only time it's okay to do that is if someone is accusing you of being, like, a sex offender. Then you can name search.
Nah, even then you're a fucking loser if you're name searching. Nah, even then you're a fucking loser.
What's funny is, do you think Lucy Gay name searches on Twitter?
No, I don't think he goes on Twitter.
Yeah, he doesn't care, is the thing. Is that the worst people don't care.
Right. Well, that's not true. I don't think the worst people don't care.
Okay, I'm talking about, like, fucking Harvey Weinstein isn't name searching on Twitter. Oh, Epstein was never name searching on Twitter.
Right.
Like, of course, like,
people Ghislaine Maxwell's not. But, like, Chelsea Clinton sucks. But I guess, like, she's not a sex offender, but, like...
Right.
If you're guilty of, like, a heinous crime, I don't think you want to know what other people are saying about you. You know that you did it.
Well, I also don't think they give a shit. Like, who cares? Like, what's Harvey Weinstein going to gain from name searching on Twitter to clap back someone who called him a rapist?
What's he going to do?
I hung out with Oprah. Okay? That means Oprah's a rape apologist.
Like, hypothetically, if I, like, beat the shit out of, like, an old person on the train, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I know I did it. I'm guilty. And it's all over the news. What am I going to do? Name search to see what people think about me beating up the homeless guy on the train? I fucking did it. I know.
Well, chances are you got one phone call. Well, chances are you got one phone call and you can't call Twitter headquarters to find out what they're saying about you online.
But it's like, oh, I want to know that, like, other people think I'm a piece of shit. Like, Jeff Epstein is like, yeah, like, I had a bunch of high school girls jerking me off. I don't want to see, like, other people be like, I'm a bad guy.
Well, I also just don't think those people are really on Twitter. Like, I think those people have better things to do. Like,
here's the thing.
Crime.
Let's say, if we all had money, would you really be on Twitter?
No.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I would not. I'd be making jokes on Twitter still if I could.
Yeah. Like I think you'd use it more leisurely, you know?
Yeah, definitely more leisurely. Well, yeah, I would do things like go outside.
Yeah, I'd be immune to the coronavirus if I had enough money. So I would just be like jet skiing and hanging out with my friends all day. And then I'd maybe post a picture. If I had money, I would do exactly what Dan Bilzerian does.
Well, for sure. He's living exactly right.
He's paying women to hang out with him, and then he's making fun of people online for not being able to get women to hang out with them. That is exactly what I want to do with my life.
Here's the thing. He sucks, right? I'll admit it. He sucks. But yeah, God is not doing exactly what he's working with what he was given.
Yeah. I mean, Dan Bilzerian is like kind of just like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just speaking generally, but it's kind of like every guy's dream, right?
I think so.
Like, well, not like the lifestyle. Like, Dan Bilzerian is actually every guy's dream.
Yeah, every guy is gay, like... and everyone wants to fuck Dan Bilzerian.
Oh.
every dude is just super horny to fuck Dan Bilzerian. Which, here's the thing. The Million Dollar Mindset guys, the dudes who, like, follow those pages on Twitter and Instagram about, like, getting your racks up and, you know, making paper and, you know, both sides of a sandwich of bread, those guys, all those dudes who work at a car dealership scamming women out of thousands of dollars. All of them look up to Dan Bilzerian and they're like, he is amazing, bro. Having all those babes around you all the time, that'd be so fucking cool, dude. Like, fuck, bro.
Well, it's all like, yo, bro, I can't wait to get to the door. I can use my money to manipulate women. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, is Cave lagging out for you too, or is it just me?
He's lagging pretty bad.
Okay, you're both lagging for me, and I was worried that it was my internet here. We're cool. We're rocking. We're rolling.
It's good now.
You're still a little laggy on the vocal front, and I don't know why. I think we're okay though.
Does I have vocal connection?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can't be leaving and coming back.
It's good
now.
Okay. Yeah, you're all right for me too, Cave. Chris, I don't have you yet. You are still kind of laggy.
What about now?
Now we're good. Cool.
What about now?
Yeah, I like working out the technical issues live on pod because...
Well, it's nice because like when you don't have to hide it, it's like, fuck it, dude. Like, yeah, we're on Discord trying to make this work right now.
When we're all together... That's when we're going to have the hardest time with technical difficulties, because if Chris starts lagging out when we're in person, too, I'm going to be so fucking mad.
If Chris starts lagging out, I think I'm just going to stop the motherfucker.
If I just have a stutter.
Yeah. Lagging in real life, and then... So...
Went out.
Yeah, so Chris, you... pretend to stutter for a sec. All right, perfect. We're back in. We're good. No one's going to know that any technical difficulties where my internet went out and then we had to stop recording happened.
Nothing bad ever happens on the Who What podcast.
We never have we never have technical difficulties ever. There were no technical difficulties. This is Chris just blew smoke in my face. Chris just blew smoke in my face. What the fuck, dude? We're in the middle of a pandemic. You don't even know if you don't even know if you're sick, bro.
This guy's really being super culturally insensitive.
Dude, that's really rude of you, bro.
Which doesn't even come from America, man.
I was trying to do this quietly.
What? I never said what was going on. I was just saying you were blowing smoke in my face. Which...
Take a note from Clifton and turn the fucking camera off.
No, what are you doing? Don't do that. Just don't blow smoke into my face. So just for everyone who can't get the visual of it, Chris is blowing smoke into his camera, in which where I start coughing.
Not in the gay way.
And...
Oh, mister, can you stop blowing smoke in my face? I got a cancer and it really hurts.
Now he's coughing for real, guys. Oh my god.
Okay, oh my god.
Oh, mister, I got a cancer. It's not good.
Oh, mister, can you fill my bowl? Can I get seconds, please? Can you please spit the smoke in my mouth, please?
A doctor said it's from a wee, so please don't blow it in my face.
I think, sir, you're getting me second. You think you're getting me contact high?
I think you're giving me a sucker hot castle, sir.
This is a perfect lead-in for our ad read of CBD, if we ever had one. We don't have one, though. No one will. I can't get any CBD companies to DM.
We can do a fake ad read. Hey, do you want to smoke weed and not get cancer like a pussy?
Or high like a pussy?
Try CBD.
You don't have to do the visual bit. No one can see that.
Well, I'm doing the visual bit because it feels really good right now. Okay. Try CBD. It's an excellent, excellent
part
of the marijuana flower without the consequence of getting high and being judged by your friends and family for being a fucking bum.
Yeah.
Make sure you can calm down, reduce your anxiety, you know? Watch a show without thinking Jerry Seinfeld is looking right through you.
Exactly. And it's great because you don't get paranoid like you do with marijuana.
And you don't eat gummy bears.
Yeah, no one will call you gay for smoking the weed.
Try
CBD. Yeah, try Kubida.
Try Kubida. Kubida.
See, that guy saying Kubida, he's high as hell. He's stupid. He doesn't know it's pronounced CBD.
And this isn't cock and ball torture, okay? This is prime time cannabis oil that starts with a B and then Debussio. I don't know.
It's can I borrow dank nugs? That's what it stands for.
It's can boys douche.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Well, CBD is not gay though, so no. Can't...
Yeah, no. CBD stands for can boys
do me like
can boys dicker down.
Yeah, it's aggressively straight. CBD is aggressively straight, which is why I smoke it and inhale it and eat it and vape it all the time.
CBD is actually so aggressively straight. Honestly, I can't recommend having an open drink around them.
Exactly. It is terrifying.
CBD, if it was a person, would fucking probably rape and kill you. So just make sure you light it on fire as soon as possible.
Exactly. You're killing it and taking its nutrients. And that's what gets you calm and relaxed to know that there's no danger in this world after you smoke the CBD. Because you're saving everyone.
Like, smoking CBD is like sucking the blood out of a sex offender, pedophile, murderer, rapist. That's what it's like. It's like taking the life out of it.
If you were a vampire, yeah.
Yeah. Which is good, because those people, we should...
They should die, they should be murdered. So that's what you're doing with CBD. So,
And CBD is also not political in any way. Bernie 2020.
Correct. Yeah, Bernie 2020, Yang Gang. Also, real quick, before we move on, we do have a promo code that you can use. It's WhoUpPod 2020. Use that for 20% off of your CBD purchase.
Yes.
If you're a company, we just did that. No, off top, off the dome. Yeah. We could do that for you, man.
Yeah, and I want to say something really quick. I know dialogue got a little intense for a couple moments, and if a company really wanted me to cut out the rapist, murderer, pedophile kind of lingo, I'm totally okay with that. It can be cut out. Like, it was never there.
Yeah, we don't even have to have that part in there. We could just...
Yeah, but if you guys are cool with it, I would really like to put it in there.
Yeah. Well, it just shows where we stand, you know?
Like, if you're a company and you want to make sure that you're on the right side of history going against pedophile, murderer, rapist, then you should make sure that you don't censor that part of the ad read.
Exactly. So, just for any companies or anybody who listens who has a company... feel free to hit us up. We can do them.
Yeah. You can literally insert anything into it. You can put in like juicy fruit.
Yeah, or like
Juicy Fruit. If Juicy Fruit were humanized, it would be a rape murderer, and you have to chew it.
You have to eat it really quick to make sure that it doesn't rape murder anybody.
Yeah. We killed this, guys. Yeah.
When you get a 36 pack of Juicy Fruit, you need to put it all in your mouth before it rapes and kills your family.
You could do that. You could do that with like Manscaped too. It's like, oh man, if you don't shave your balls with this, it's gonna rape and kill your family.
All of your pubes are inherently evil, and they will rape you in your sleep. So make sure you get Manscaped and shave them off.
Exactly. Nope, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see any flaws with that.
No, you guys killed it. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. No, but we can do, we got it. We can do ad reads. We just proved it. So if you got an ad that needs reading, I don't care how much you pay us as long as it's more than $1 per read.
Yeah, for sure.
At least $4 so everybody can buy
a
candy.
Yeah, we need at least $4 so everybody can get $1. $5 would be great because then you can keep the dollar for tax purposes.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect. I think a company would hear that and love that, and they'd be like, "Yeah, this is perfect. We should get these guys going right away." I just think we need to build a hype machine around the Who Up podcast in order to get more viewers, so we can actually get some ad reads, and then we'll be golden.
Oh my god!
Oh man! So I went to go pee while my internet was out. And I accidentally stepped on my cat, and then I yelled at him, and then my mom was like, maybe you should try doing something without the internet right now. And I was like, I'm trying to record a fucking podcast right now, Mom, so I can't try and do something without the internet. That's why I'm so fucking upset, because I'm trying to do something. If the internet I wouldn't care.
It is, like, kind of an alpha solution to the problem. It's like, oh, man, I'm so fucking pissed the internet cut out, now we can't record the podcast. Hey, Clifton, maybe you should do the podcast without the internet. And then you're just sitting in your room by yourself talking to yourself.
Talking to a microphone. I can record the podcast alone without you guys when the internet goes out. It wouldn't be as funny. We wouldn't have done a great CBD, Juicy Fruit, Manscaped ad read.
Yeah.
You know?
But arguably one of the best bits I think we've ever done.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good bit, actually. I thought it was pretty funny. Yeah, pretty fucking good.
I always gauge them by how much my face starts sweating, and this was like a solid 8 out of 10.
I've been trying to be more bit focused on the podcast so we can have more memes, man. Because Mentat, she makes so many memes for episodes, and it like makes my day when I wake up and there's a new image with text.
The Mentat
that we
shit
said
is so good. The belt meme today was so
fucking funny, dude. I was crying.
It's like it almost like puts it in like a totally different context. It's like we talk about it, and we have to deal with all the extra like bullshit of like the rambling.
Yeah.
But then like on the podcast, someone just hears like that, like, "Oh yeah, she twerks, so I took her belt," and it's like that's so goddamn
funny, dude. And the image is hilarious too, because it's just a woman like on crying in the background, and the guy holding a belt in front of me.
it's like a picture depicting like physical abuse. Like...
But the context isn't physical abuse. It's stealing someone's belt at the club, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
The context is more mental anguish, letting someone's pants fall down in the club.
Yeah, but taking off their belt.
Yeah, epic. Yeah. Fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, I like.
Yeah, I think.
Pretty fucking epic. Yeah.
No, it's the picture's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. No, it's hilarious.
No, I'm fully in agreement.
Chris is like, I'm just trying not to get canceled again for saying Jewish people are lawyers instead of entertainers.
Shane Gillis follows me now. Like, fuck with me.
Yeah, dude. Do you want to talk about that at all on this?
I'll just go all right if you guys want to keep fucking with me. Keep pushing me.
We're all wearing glasses.
See if I'm not an enemy.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool that, Chris, you got the Shane Gillis follow.
No, that is, like, incredible. Pretty like, epic, I can't believe it.
Because he's, like, your stand-up. Your stand-up.
Yeah, he's my idol.
Yeah, he's your idol.
Exactly. Yeah, I think Shane Gillis would love it if you sent him the podcast and then he just heard us go on for 10 minutes just like gassing him the fuck up.
Yeah, we're just sucking his dick off on the podcast, being like, oh, he's so awesome. Well,
what's funny is I like his stand-up. I don't really listen to his podcast very much, but
oh yeah,
no, now sorry. That we're friends, I listen to his podcast today, right?
Yeah, now that you guys are friends.
Yeah, now that we're friends.
You're best friends.
I figured I'd watch it. And I'm sorry, if you didn't think what he was, like, the joke he was making was in a satire way, you're fucking stupid.
I'll be honest, I never listened to it, so I never.
It's
had
just like, they just, like, go, like, really deeply, like, oh, what, like as a bit, being, like,
yeah, the whole thing was, like, being someone that lives there talking about the Chinese people moving.
Oh, living in Chinatown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever the bit was, but it was, like, oh, look at all the fucking chinks, ba-da-da, like.
Yeah.
It was like an impersonation, how we get into, like, those bits and shit like that on here. It's like, that would be, like, getting canceled for, the same fucking thing.
Well, yeah. That was my impersonation of me. Burping. No, but I do think, yeah, that's, I gotta go listen to Matt and Shane's secret podcast.
No, it's like,
now that we have a mutual friend.
Like, he's a funny dude.
Yeah. No, yeah, and I always thought they did him dirty, because, like, after the situation happened, I watched some stuff, like, kind of talking more into, like, you know, what he does in the podcast and just how it really wasn't the right, like, SNL's thing, it was all optics, you know, it was like, the shitty thing about social media is it's so reactionary, and they're going to blow up without really understanding, like, the further context. Not everybody's going to go watch the fucking podcast and understand what the it was. They're going to see this clip and be like, oh, he said chink? Get him out! Get him out now!
Well, I do think what's even better, too, is the fact that, like, it didn't help him that Rob... Yeah, it didn't help him that he had some some interesting people try and back him up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it didn't help him that, like, it was just, like, everybody that's actually problematic was just like,
yeah,
we got you, man.
Right, like, I'm sorry, man, but Rob Schneider being like, well, what am I supposed to joke about now after he, like... is doing brownface in Zohan. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah. Well, he also did it in the fucking Ridiculous Six movie, too. He was, like, some weird, like...
Yeah, he was a Mexican.
Mexican guy or he's some
just,
shit like that.
Yeah.
Like,
Rob Schneider.
What's wrong with a little brownface at this point?
Well, it's his whole career, I think, is the issue for me, anyway.
No, I'm kidding. I don't fucking care. Like... I don't care if Rob Schneider lives or dies.
I don't give a shit either. Well, it doesn't bother me, but I just think it's funny that he's made his whole career out of just pretending to be a different race.
Well, what is his race? Is he actually white?
Yeah, he's white.
Yeah. No, maybe
his name's Rob Schneider.
There's a chance he's an Italian POC.
No, he's not an Italian POC.
He's kind of Filipino.
He's Jewish. I'm pretty
Thanks
sure.
Thanks for looking that up, Jamie.
He's mixed. He's mixed.
With what?
He's Filipino.
Not a white guy.
What is he then?
Mm-hmm. Well, now he's a lot less funny to me.
Yeah. It says his father was Jewish, mother was Catholic, maternal grandmother was a Filipina, and married his grandfather, a white American army private.
So he's like if Adam Friedland and Brandon Wardell had a child. And that's what I'm hearing here. Is that...
Yeah. I think that would be, like, kind of the best way to really sum it up. So, I mean, can you really get mad at a Filipino guy?
He's
like,
half,
I mean,
Jewish, a quarter Filipino.
I think here's the thing. If you're Mexican passing, you can be a black person in a movie.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
I think
yes.
if you look it, who's really going to know?
I was gonna say something. Yeah, I am
gonna get in trouble one day for all this.
I'm not gonna. Say something, but I can't because I don't want to be a bad person. It's funny.
In my mind, though, it's just it's all satire, and one day I could live to regret a lot of the things I've said on the podcast. I just feel like whether the joke is good or bad, it's just a joke. It's not meant to be taken as
anything. My favorite thing is Cave goes, everything is satire. And then he'll make a joke and then he'll be like, this is not satire, by the way. And it's like, okay, well, then what is?
That's part of the joke, is saying that it's not satire.
Well, what's really
it all makes sense in my head, okay? If you just took the time to pick my brain, you would understand.
Right. Yeah.
All of our opinions will be bad, though, in 20 years?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
If being a progressive, it matters. That's the thing, like, when you're, like, calling out people for shit they did, like, 20 years ago, it's like the whole point of being a progressive is that you think that progress can happen. So if you think progress can happen, that would mean that, like, people were being shitty 20 years ago and you progressed it forward.
Yeah.
What's funny?
Clifton's text.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's the whole point of being progressive and, like, it's just one of those things where it's like, I mean, I don't, like, my jokes are not, like, my reality. I am very different from the things that I say. Like, the things that I think are funny are not reflective of me as an individual, you know?
I mean, everything...
You just gotta stop explaining that, dude.
Yeah.
Truthfully?
Yeah, but I just feel like... Nowadays, if you don't explain it, someone's gonna fucking try to ruin your life with...
Yeah, but those people are stupid.
Yeah.
Those people are in the
majority right now.
Well, yeah, but it's so funny. I saw somebody who got canceled like last year and people fucking hate them. I see them try and cancel somebody every fucking day. And I'm just like, dude.
Is it someone we know or is it a celebrity?
It's someone we know. It's just so goddamn funny to me because it's like, dude, you're not doing anything. Realistically, nothing is changing from what you're doing.
Yeah. Like, effectively, it's like, as long as you haven't done, like, an unspeakable thing, like, you haven't done, like, a very real serious crime, like...
Well, here's the thing, what they did wasn't even an actual racist,
like, who cares?
Yeah. Well, the thing...
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's shit that fucking happens, and it's like, here's my thing, right? Just don't be a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's like...
And if you're gonna be a piece of shit, do it right.
Acknowledge it. I acknowledge that I'm a bad person.
Well, yeah.
Hit me with a battery if you see me.
Well, yeah, and some of my jokes could be bad and tasteless, but I'll be damned if I think that. Like, I mean, some of them don't hit. Some of them aren't that funny, but I think most of what I say is funny to me, at least.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing, right? I think most of what you say is funny, Cave. Other times, I'm just like, oh man, you shouldn't say that on a recording.
Yeah, like in private conversation, I'm the funniest guy in the goddamn room.
That's most of what my issue with almost anything you say is that it's on a recording for people to listen to forever.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to monetize this, so it's like,
you know. Yeah, amazing.
But I think that's what the brand is going to be. It's going to be like, we got three guys that are basically telling Cave to shut up for an hour.
Yeah.
No, yesterday Clay told Logan to shut up.
I did.
Yeah.
I did do that. Well, fucking, I'm sorry. I love Logan. He might listen. I don't know if he listens to it. If he's listening to it, then... This is for him and anybody else who listens. I love the man to death. He's my best friend. We've been friends forever. But he's the only one on the podcast that we will be past a subject or be like, okay, well, let's move it on. And then be like, hold on, I have one more thing. And last night I was like, are you fucking kidding me? What more do you have to say about this?
You're giving me excited little hands about it, bro. I can't fucking... Bro, when that happened yesterday, I fucking lost it. I could not, like, keep a straight face or pretend that it was not the funniest thing to me. Because it was like, I could just tell that you were, like, slowly unraveling but keeping it together for the podcast. Yeah. And, like, Logan was just like, okay. And I'm like, this is too much for me. I'm overstimulated right now.
And then, what are we going to do instead of talk about this then? Oh, we're moving on so well. I was ready to go drive to his house a block away and punch him. It's like, listen here, motherfucker.
Like, I was just trying to be like, hey guys, let's not like spend too much time talking about when it's cool to date a 13-year-old. Let's move on. And then just turned into like this fucking like intense moment. I was
like, oh, one more thing on when it's cool to date a 13-year-old. Really? You got one more thing on that?
Exciting little hands.
Yeah. And I don't know what the point was. It could have added or taken away from the thing. I didn't really care at the time.
It might have been a good point, because to be honest, we were all kind of chiming in on that shit for a little while.
But like, yeah, but it's just like,
hey man, we're trying to move past it. Just drop it. Yeah. Like, let's just go.
Yeah, if you want to hear us talk about when it's cool to date a 13-year-old, by the way, check out
Patreon.com/whoopod.
Two P's.
We were doing math for a minute.
Yeah,
we talk about the maximum age you could be to date a 13-year-old in our minds. So if you use us as a moral compass, check out Patreon to find out when it's okay to date a 13-year-old. You will not be disappointed.
You might
as long as you're 18.
Yeah. God damn.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was so goddamn funny, man.
I felt bad. Way too hard on this episode.
I
man.
Felt
My
bad
is,
for
like,
a
wet.
Second about it, too, but then I was just like, you know what? No. I don't care. Oh, I felt bad about it for a second yesterday, and then I was like, you know, I don't actually care.
I was wondering if there was going to be an apology after we finished recording, and then you didn't say anything. I was like, well, I'm going to take off for a little bit.
Yeah, well, I was busy editing shit and making sure stuff
sounded
good.
Well, yeah,
that
too.
Whatever.
I'm sure they talked it out, because I left too.
No, we didn't talk it out at all. I went and took a shit. and then we played Fall Guys later, yeah. I let that sit with him before he went into extensive surgery where he was going to be put under and could have died.
Yeah. Also, I would like to thank Logan for convincing me to do the mustache. All I needed was his word today. He was like, it would be epic. I was like, all right.
Yeah, he's like not high, but kind of just exhausted.
I love that he recorded the video too, just to prove it to me. He's like, hey, I'm recording this video to let you know I think it'd be really cool and epic if you did that.
Yeah, he got his,
like,
he got
you
his
are
wisdom teeth
totally
out.
Fucked up.
he got his wisdom teeth taken out today. And
yeah.
He's been taking Tylenol and Advil every 2 hours.
What?
Jesus.
That's what.
Yo, if you can't take that shit all day, that's only like part.
Well,
you can only take so much.
So you can take like Tylenol, and then 2 hours later take like Advil because they're different ingredients, and then 2 hours later take another Tylenol, and then 2 hours later take another Advil. So that's what he's been doing all day.
I give him two Percocets or 4 hour, make him feel great.
Well, he's got a prescription for Vicodin, and his mom's like, I don't need you getting hooked on painkillers. And I was like, she needs me getting hooked on painkillers. Go get the fucking prescription.
Yeah. Bring them over here now.
Mail me that.
Bring me the Vicodin, sir. Listen, I would never do drugs. What's it called? Recreationally? I would never recreationally
do drugs,
but have you guys ever taken Vicodin before?
Vicodin's amazing.
Me wanting to stream and my internet going out for 20 minutes was really bad for my stream timing. Hold on a sec, I got a tweet about this, but I love Vicodin. I love Percocet too. Percocet had me on my ass, bro.
I've never done a pain pill.
Really?
Pussy.
Never? Oh, that's right. Dude, you do essential oils and shit like that with your witch doctor. I forgot.
Yeah, dude, I got my fucking, what is this here? Coral calcium. These literally don't do anything. They don't feel like anything. They honestly might not even do anything.
That'd be kind of awesome if your psoriasis like that, is getting better because of placebo. I think that'd be so epic.
Yeah,
that rock.
Dude, that's the crazy thing. I have yet to figure out if it's the pills or the diet. So I do them both simultaneously to see. And like my arm is totally cleared up from the rash that I had a couple weeks ago. And it's like, all right, now which one was it? Because if I can phase out the fucking pills, I would like to do that. Because it's like $200 like every 2 months.
Oh shit. Well, that's not super bad, I guess, as far as like help. But I do think it'd be really funny if like. you doing the diet and taking the pills is working just because you're not freaking out about it anymore. Because you were freaking out about it a lot, and it got, like, worse. And then immediately you started feeling better once you were doing better stuff. And I'm proud of you. Very stoked for you. That rocks.
No, yeah. It would be really fucking funny if it was just all this, like, in my head. And I'm just like, I figure out how to control it, but only if it's out of my control.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, hone in on it. I need, like, that.
I'm worried about pointing it out, though, because I don't want it to get worse while you're still doing the diet.
It's not going to get worse. Like, I can, like, think about it and shit. It really, what it came down to was just that the steroid that I was on, when I came off of it, my fucking skin on my face started, like, burning, like, all day. And then I was like, there's got to be something else. And my mom comes home from work and she's crying. She's like in tears. She's like, I'm taking you to the pumpkin patch. And I was like, all right. Yeah, so we get in the car and then we're like fighting the whole time because I'm like, you don't know what's going to work, mom. You don't know what's wrong with me. And she's like, I just want to help you. And she's like in tears as we're driving to see this like
doctor. Does she still listen to the podcast?
Sometimes, yeah, she might hear this.
I hope she listens to this. But yeah, no, I love your mom. She rocks. But yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Stacey, hi, if you're listening.
Yeah.
But yeah, we get there, and she clears up like immediately, like no more tears. We're going inside, and I fucking, you got to put your hand on this like scanner, so it's like reads like your fingers, scans your energy, and finds your biomarkers that are out of range.
So kind of like Scientology.
Yes.
That rocks, dude. Oh, my God. Okay, keep going.
So I sit down. I'm doing this. And in my mind, I'm like, this is just all for my mom at this point. Like, I was like, this is not fucking real. Like, none of this is true. So I do it. I have 42 biomarkers out of range. And they're like, oh, that's bad.
That sounds bad, man.
Some stuff. Yeah, so then you go over and you stand in a corner. And she stands next to you. And she's little, you know. She's, like, up to my shoulder, probably.
Oh, so and she's like 5'3".
You know what? Fuck you. No. Yeah, she probably is 5'3", but fuck you. So she stands next to you and she starts praying and she has like Jesus Christ to come through her. It reminds me, have you seen the Nathan for You where the guy is condemning the evil spirits out of the realtor?
Yep.
That's like what it made me think. It was like, be gone, evil spirits, be gone. Like, she's just like, you read his energy and she's like mumbling numbers and stuff, like touching different parts of me. And then she like takes bottles of pills like these.
Yeah.
And she puts them on the, she throws them on the floor in front of your feet and then tries to pull your thumb and your pinky apart. And whether those come apart is like the factor in whether you get the pills or not. So on my first visit, My regiment consisted of 27 pills a day.
What?
Yeah. I was taking 27 pills every day.
Of those pills? Oh my God.
Yeah. Because it was all like with meals. It was like you take two of these, two of those, but it up. You do it like three times a day, and then there was three pills of a probiotic you take every night. And it flushes your system, and God damn it flushes your system, man.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like,
wow.
But it fucking worked, dude. Like, it's like an antifungal diet, and the supplements clear your system out because your gastrointestinal tract regenerates every 2 to 3 weeks. So after that, like, time frame, I started noticing, like, an improvement in my skin because, like, your gut health replaces itself. And then your body isn't dealing with all the bad shit that sat in there.
Wow. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, but it's fucking crazy. Like, here's the thing. Who up, listeners? If you have, like, kind of like a witch doctor, weird natural healer to go to, I recommend it. It is an interesting experience. And it will make you question everything you thought you knew.
That fucking rocks. Maybe I should get on the witch doctor stuff for weight loss. Do you think that would work?
Yeah, dude. Honestly, you wouldn't even need to go, man. You could just go vegan. I lost like 20 pounds in less than a month.
Listen, I don't think I can do it, though. It's not because I don't want to or because I don't have the self-control or whatever it is. It's just like I eat a lot in the day. I'm a fat guy. I got to eat a little bit more. But I also don't. I just like eggs too much and chicken.
Well, I'm not even vegan, dude. I still eat eggs, but I keep my weight down.
Oh, yeah.
The big thing is, like, Really? Like, I would not be vegan if I didn't have the fucking skin problems that I had. That was, like, just so much motivation for me. I was like, I just want to be normal again and, like, go out in public and not hide my fucking arms and face and shit like that. So that was... But if I didn't have to deal with that, fuck no, I would not be vegan. I'd be eating the same way I ate all the time. I'd be going to fucking Arby's every day.
I fucking love Arby's. Dude, I'm going to go see the witch doctor. I'm going to see how much is misaligned. All right, I'm going to see how many...
We should see how many biomarkers you have out of place.
Biomarkers I got out of place. Because if I got a lot...
Yeah. It's not good, man. It's not good. She's going to tell you that, like, you... And here's the thing. If you do the scan and you walk out, you still got to pay, like, $75.
You got to pay $75 fucking dollars?
It's $45 or $75. I can't remember if one of those two, though.
All right.
You pay a lot of money if you just do the scan and leave.
You should talk to Stacy. See how much... You should ask Stacy how much it'll cost.
What if I get there and she's like, you have 2,000 biomarkers, Chris? That means that I'm going to poison you.
I don't even think you can have that many biomarkers, honestly.
How many? Well, we should do a Patreon episode where we go to the witch doctor and we kind of do the whole deal with
her.
Yeah, just see what's up.
She's still open. You guys could literally come to the witch doctor.
Literally might.
Yeah, fly me out.
Yeah. No, if we would want to do a Patreon about that, I mean, it would be crazy to do. Like, I would be curious because one of my good friends went to her as well, and he thinks she's fucking crazy, but she also kind of helped him figure out that he might have Crohn's disease.
It seems like she specializes in a lot of, what are they called? Autoimmune
diseases.
Yeah, it's definitely for sure. Like, if you think you have autoimmune shit, like, I honestly, as crazy as it sounds, I would recommend it.
I don't know why, but I think it'd be really funny if I showed up and she's just like, you have IBS and you're and you're gay. That was like it.
She does ask you, like, about, like, how your bowel movements are.
I should,
like, even like, if I just go in there to pick up, she's like, how are your BMs?
That's pretty awesome. I'm like,
oh, they're fine.
Should I bring in a sample?
I need a woman who's on top of my BMs. Any women who up listeners, if you care about how many times I take a shit a day, hit me up.
Yeah. No, she doesn't even ask about how many times. She asks, like, about the color and the shape as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I think I could get a woman that I know right now to ask me about my shit every day.
Yeah, I'm sure you could, Chris.
Yeah, I don't doubt that for even a second.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure you could. I have no doubt about it.
Nice.
What are we sitting up with?
We're at 52 minutes. So like, if you got something to do, we can start wrapping up. If not, we can.
Have to use the bathroom so we can keep recording. But.
Yeah, yeah. Let's. All right, we got 8 minutes. I also have to go to the bathroom. So what I think we should do.
I got it.
All right. So should we just Chris run to the bathroom real quick?
Yeah, let's just do it.
Okay, all right. I fucking got it, dude. Oh my god, this is my moment. Okay. Hey, I'm so glad that I get to do this. You know. It's important to me that everybody gets me the Stacy Moore fuck doll. I want it's an ass and a pussy, silicone obviously, and it's not for sex. I wanna do funny stuff with it, like carry it around, or throw it at people, you know. And I just think it's important to remember that my Venmo is a crit dollar sign, the same as my Twitter head, and that you can just remember me like a dollar, and like then we're at 1164 now for the fuck doll. I think it's Brooke or something. I think that's her name. But yeah, it's gonna be so funny when I'm like putting Clay's head in the thing and punching him. Like, you guys don't want to see that? I think everybody should want to see that. That's my opinion. And I'm going to stick to that, you know? It's something that I'm going to stand by. Oh, Clay's back.
What's up?
What's up, man?
What'd you talk about?
Just stuff.
I stopped listening to episodes. afterwards?
No, I listened. I talked about the torso. I did what every man should has to do is talk about the torso.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think you should get it, man.
I'm at 1164 now. 1164. Andy on Twitter for the $1.64.
Yo, Spaghetti Boy?
Yeah.
I love Andy. I've known him for a while.
Yeah, me too. He was in one of my earlier group chats.
God, I met him. I met him, I think I was like in high school still doing my band.
Really?
Yeah. I think because I had a follower who was like, oh my God, you kind of look like this guy. And I was like, oh, really? And then I followed him, and we kind of just, like, talked a little bit, but, like, other than that, we didn't really, like, talk. And, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, and then he wasn't on Twitter anymore for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, so then he came back, and then I found him again, and I was like, I think I was in a group chat with you, actually, and I was like, holy fuck, is that the, are you, and it was kind of cool.
It probably was, yeah. It might have been the fucking the original Drake clapping gift trap.
Yeah, it must have been. Because, yeah, no, I remember it was a while ago.
You mean cave chat, right?
No, bro, fuck you.
It became my chat.
No, if cave doesn't destroy that chat, we don't make smooth brains and a lot of stuff doesn't happen, in my opinion.
Which is maybe better, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Maybe. Well, I brought two of my friends in that also fucking just bitch. Happened to be me.
I meant us being friends, you asshole.
Well, that was...
Oh.
I mean, yeah, this podcast wouldn't exist if Chris and I weren't in.
Yeah. Well, I remember when you guys started doing the podcast, like, solo. Like, you guys had me on, like, pretty early. But I was
Didn't
like,
we talk about gay madmen?
Yeah,
that was fucking sweet. I gotta find that episode.
That was such a good fucking bit.
Yeah.
But I remember when you guys first started doing it, I was like, damn, I don't know Chris. I was like, that sucks.
Yeah, and then
if you calmed down for 3 seconds, I would have known you.
And then quarantine happened, and then Chris and I were talking again, and we were like, oh, let's just do it. And we had like Logan join. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, yeah, we could have this be the core. And then I was like, oh, shit, what about Cave? And Chris is like, yeah, what about Cave? And then we were like, we got to get Cave in here, too. And that's and then we had Frank on the second episode.
We did have Frank on the literal second episode.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. It was Cinco de Mayo.
My God, yeah, we played that Spanish song.
Yeah, we did a lot of racist shit on that episode.
we are arguably doing maybe more racist shit now.
No, I think we're doing less racist shit now.
Yeah, we're doing less racist shit. The dial towards anti-Semitic. Dial turned towards anti-Semitic after Kyle Plant emoji.
Yeah, and then I think it's kind of turned a little bit away from that, and now for some reason we bring up, I don't know, like taking people's belts off? Yeah, trans people. Yeah, shit rocks.
Here's the thing. Nobody's safe from the Whoa podcast.
Yeah, we're going to make fun of everybody. We haven't made fun of Italians nearly enough yet.
They go wild to Guineas, you mean?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I think the only time we really do make fun of Italians is when Logan will be like, Italians, and I have to bitch slap him with the, that's the same thing as saying Arab incorrectly.
Or Arab.
Yeah. That's it's the same thing as saying it like that.
That's the offensive one, yep.
Yeah, that's the one people shouldn't say.
Yeah, I'm Arab money.
Yeah.
No, there was a really funny, I thought of you, Clifton. I was listening to The Lonely Island. I listened to like two of their albums front to back on a long drive that I had.
Which albums?
Incredibad and the Whack album.
Okay. I like Incredibad a lot.
There's a song.
Listen to the Whack.
What?
I like Incredibad a lot. I've never listened to the Whack.
Oh, the Whack album I actually bought when I was in high school, whenever it came out.
Oh, that's crazy.
I listened to it a lot. So I was going back to it. But there's a song called "I'm a Hustler," and it's Yorma, and he's talking. One of the lines is like, spaghetti to a wub. I know that sounds racist. It's just how I talk.
It's pretty funny.
But yeah, I was like, oh, Clifton. Clifton's a wob. Yay.
Beautiful.
It's like listening to Joyner Lucas do I'm Not Racist and then thinking of literally any of your black friends.
And being like, yo, Kendrick Lamar, you're in this song, kind of.
Yeah. All right. Well, we should get out on the racist stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably anybody got any plugs or...
Plugs? Oh, yeah. I'll go first. Venmo. Yeah. Quit dollar sign. DM me if you'd actually buy a fucking shirt, dude, because I don't want to put out another set and no one buys it, and then I think about killing myself.
Okay.
I got to work on some new shirts, too. I need to work on some flew-up shirts, but...
So, plugs. Follow me on Twitter at KPVQM. I'm going to shout out this Raspberry White Claw. Almost done with it, about to bust into the mango. And you know I have to do it real quick. Headphones got to come off for this one real quick, so just bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do something. Just give me, be patient.
I'm patient. I don't really care.
It's kind of visual, kind of not.
Right, yeah. He left his room, bust through the
boy toy, Timothy Chalamet, I'm coming for you Sunday. Smackdown, motherfucker. Smackdown on that ass, you little bitch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All
right,
that's it.
Cool. I got to work on a Timothy Chalamet t-shirt for the store for the Who Up. I'm making a new t-shirt store. I'm making a Who Up podcast t-shirt store. I will be splitting the profits from everyone on the podcast. I won't be taking it just for my own. But right now, if you are interested in any t-shirts, I do have some up on my Teespring. I don't have a link for it that I know how to say out loud. It's in my bio on Twitter, though, if you go look at it. Buy a gay RB shirt or a Penis Airlines t-shirt. That'd be great. What the fuck else?
Also, hit the Patreon.
Yeah. Thank you. Also, join the Who Up Pod Patreon. It's patreon.com/WhoUpPod. It's two P's, not one, shared, so it's WHOUPPOD. Other than that, we got our we have the Reddit that not a lot of people are active in, like, ever. So join the r/WhoUpPod if you can.
Join the Patreon so you can get into the Discord.
Yeah, join the Patreon so you can get into the Discord. I did some Discord stuff early where, like, I let people in who didn't join the Patreon, but I'm not doing that anymore. We have it linked up through the Patreon, so if you want to join, go through there. If not, fuck you, I guess. God damn, what else do I got? I had one more thing I was going to say.
You're streaming after this.
Oh, yeah, so I guess I got three more things. I am streaming after this, but because this comes out on Wednesday, it's already going to happen. So follow me on twitch.tv/clay_png. Also, what's the other thing? Make sure you rate and subscribe us on Apple, iTunes, or like Spotify. Like the Apple Podcast app, you can give us 5 stars. Please give us 5 stars and leave a little blurb of why you like it, because then it gets us more on shit. I don't know. Yeah. I think
we are really trying to hit an ad read.
Yeah, we really need to get to a lot of listeners per episode so we can start getting some ad reads and stuff. So if you support us and you can't monetarily support us via Patreon, please just give us a 5-star and, you know, leave a little blurb and do whatever. Thank you. I appreciate anybody who listens and makes it this far. Also, I'm very poor. I have not worked in a couple days. So if you are feeling generous, please Venmo me at clay_png.
You need some money, man. I got you. You don't got to get strangers to do it. I can do it.
No, I'd rather get the strangers to do it, because then I don't feel bad.
Oh my God, bro, come on. I got you. But yeah, no, seriously, thank you to everyone that listens to the podcast. Fucking love you guys so much. Thank you for not canceling me. We will see you next time.
Oh yeah, I might be jinxing it, but we do have a pretty cool guest coming on next week, Sarah Ryer. Gamer Girl Sarah. This week. Yeah, this Friday. Sorry, I'm a little drunk, but yeah. So stay tuned. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Bye.
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 Okay, cool. I got all of us saying bye.